The worst storm so far this season has caused widespread damage across the Sunshine Coast and Noosa Council areas. Power is still out to thousands of homes and businesses, with Energex confirming we had 35 lockout of high voltage feeders and multiple power lines are still down, meaning it could be another day until power is fully restored to some areas. Extra crews are being rostered on to help from outside the local region. Sunshine Coast Mayor Rosanna Natoli says council crews have also been out overnight trying to clear debris from our roads to make them safe for the morning commute after strong wind gusts brought down dozens of large trees.
Coolum is the worst hit area. Across the Sunshine Coast, our wind gusts were 98 kilometres per hour, but at Coolum, the highest peaked at 151 kilometres per hour, which is more significant than when we had Tropical Cyclone Alfred here. So that's why the area has been absolutely smashed and there's vegetation still all over the roads.
Sunshine Coast Council says locals can take their green waste from storm damage to the tip for free to help with the cleanup effort. And it's news you don't want to hear. The Weather Bureau is forecasting another possibly severe storm this evening. Sunshine Coast State schools will remain open today despite teachers walking off the job for 24 hours, continuing to call for the Education Minister and Premier to come to the table on pay and conditions. The union says improving safety in classrooms is the focus of today's action. It comes as the state government is wanting to go to arbitration, but the union says that'll just stretch negotiations out even longer.
Just about pay. What we want to be able to do is retain our experienced educators. We want to attract new teachers and we want them to be safe from violence and unmanageable workloads.
That's Megan Jackson from the Sunshine Coast Teachers Union. And a proposed design has been released for the future upgrade of Bly Bly Bridge. The proposed plan includes a new bridge to the north of the existing one with two lanes of traffic, road shoulders and a wider bridge deck for pedestrians and cyclists. The community can view the plans and have their say, while a time frame for further planning and construction will only be considered as project priorities and funding needs are reviewed.